Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Yesterday, RABA Research Senior Animal Protein Analyst Lance Zimmerman gave an update on the U.S. cattle herd and projected trends. He anticipates a strong market in both the near and the long term for the U.S. Today, he discusses a report he recently released called The Changing Face of the Argentine Beef Industry. Argentina is one of the largest beef producing and consuming markets in the world, according to Zimmerman.
And as you look at their market, what's unique is, similar to the U.S., their consumption patterns have declined over the last 30, 40 years.
Zimmerman says an increase in export demand is lending to this trend.
It is really very similar to the U.S. They've seen an increase in export demand. And as you look at the key players in the Argentine market in terms of global exports, it's China.
How does this affect the U.S.?
China almost outpaces exports to other countries by tenfold, just a little bit short of that. And so when we talk about the Argentine market and we think about U.S. cattle producers, farmers and ranchers, I think the big thing to recognize is that if supplies contract in Argentina, it creates a more hungry export partner for U.S. in terms of China. If they can't get as much beef from Argentina or Brazil or Australia, they're going to come knocking on the U.S. market's door.
Which he says makes for tighter global supplies of cattle for the next several years.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.